So it is not just the children of Israel and Moses who are having trouble doing what God has asked them to do. I do not think there is any Christian leader who has not had to go through it. I'm told that even in church, the elders would expect the pastor to do things that are not right. You know, there will be rules. For example, you don't wed people who are pregnant until the one who has got pregnant is the daughter of an elder. And the elder still expects, don't embarrass me. We cannot go doing embarrassing my child. Not given the amount of money I normally give in this church. So the pastor is being asked, being told clearly, if you like your job, you had better compromise in this particular situation. So it sounds like it's in a leadership. If you truly want to do what God has told you to do, you should be aware you are going to put your leadership into trouble. And you may even lose it. It's the same thing I'm told by people who get into politics and they are Christians. Somewhere along the way, if they want to be re-elected, they learn that you must grease, you must cut corners. If you don't, you'll not see parliament a second time. They had not realized that you are that daft, that you are going to stick with your biblical rules. But now, with the one time, they have discovered it. So many people, not all of them, many people end up compromising so that they can remain in parliament. The moment you seek to be a Christian parliamentarian, you must accept to take the risk of being a one-term member of parliament. But why would you want to be in parliament many terms if in the process you are not pleasing God? If you truly are a Christian, your most important business is to please God.